Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Thank you again, Lowell. It's your birthday. So everybody go out there, clap, and thank God, Lord God. We have somebody wise here to give us information and explain why libertarianism is Christian. How's that? And it's also Hebrew. It basically means the only nations in history that actually have a gospel and a constitution that reflects the glory of God, that the rights come through the people to their country and their administration, is ancient Israel and America. That's it. There's nobody else in history that has a constitutional arrangement or a country that's set up in godly principles. None. Every other one is Luciferic, based on the Constitution. And that's what's really disturbing.
If you go on the web and you read, for example, the European Bill of Rights, did you know they have one? Except you read each right, whether it's over gayness or right of free speech or whatever, and the last clause under every guaranteed right is, this is in force unless the government needs to change it.
Yeah, okay. And Joel, hold one second. I just got a quick call here.
It's null and void.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah, okay, so, apparently Pamela is going to be available. So I guess she was on the phone trying to hang up. But please continue until we get Pamela. I want people to understand this. Whether it's a health issue, geopolitical or other, if you don't parse the problem, I call it using the intellect of the wise human mind, which, by the way, we get taught diseducation. People in school aren't taught to ask questions, are they? I remember my grade one teacher, Sister Marie Blackie, I was at a private Catholic school, and she told a story that all the kids, you know, were up in heaven, little angels, and they came down and got bodies and became little boys and girls. And in the back of the class, and that was in grade one now, remember now, I was not an average normal kid. I learned how to read and write when I was three on my own. So the teacher there says, Billy Deagle, what's your question? I said, Sister Marie Blackie, the story you've told the children is a figment of your very productive imagination, and you are full of rope. I said, what do you mean by rope? I said, that's what you do when you go to the bathroom. Billy Deagle, get out in the hall. And she strapped me, and she's panting. And she says, is that enough, Billy Deagle? I don't know. Are you tired yet? Now, if you remember that, when she quit the nunnery and had five kids, she came into the hospital very sick, and I actually diagnosed her with a very bad, basically septic diverticulosis, and we had to do emergency surgery on it, saved her life. But she said, I remember you, Billy Deagle, and I remember you specifically when I saw the movie about Damien Thor, the Antichrist. Because I'd never met anybody like you. I said, look, I just want to ask better questions. I want people to think about things. The educational system tries to beat people like me down. I'm not beatable. Through school, right through middle school, high school, university, medical school, residency, medical legal voir dires in the court. I don't bend. And the reason is I just want to ask better questions. I'm like a three-year-old that never wants to be four, and I think people should start to emulate that. You have to enter the kingdom of truth by acting like a little child. You can't ever think it's okay for the analysts to tell you lies or cognitive dissonance, whether it's a health problem or a geopolitical problem, which is why libertarians are like little children. They ask the questions and realize my liberty is going to be taken away. My guns are going to be taken away. My body is their property. My labor is their property. This is crazy, isn't it?
It is, and you have a responsibility. After all, God gave you your life and your body to immunize yourself against those things by asking questions, by not just accepting on authority what someone else has said.
Yeah, exactly. And the problem is, you see, what I've discovered, most of the things I learned after graduating 1977, 41 years ago, and 3 years of residency in the medical system, 90% of what I was taught is pure horse hockey. It's garbage. For example, you know, remember Harvey's circulation, and they think, well, the heart pumps the blood around your body, of course. No, it doesn't. In fact, the heart doesn't have a giant straw to suck the blood back to your right atrium and right ventricle. It doesn't pump any of the blood back. It's a peristaltic wave of your venules, veins, and inferior vena cava. And when the heart pumps the blood away, there are actually non-Newtonian fluid dynamic equations bound by physiologists with a PhD. They're also cardiologists, but none of the other cardiologists have enough advanced science to read the journals published in their own articles that show the heart only pumps about a quarter to a third of the blood flow. It's all your blood vessels. So if your blood vessels get stiff and don't have a peristaltic wave, remember, it's a mitochondrial function in the smooth muscle layer that responds to the shearing force pulse of your heart that creates a secondary release of nitric oxide and a contractile wave that pushes the blood forward to your periphery. But if you ask the average doctor, or they'll say, blood viscosity doesn't matter, cytokine levels don't matter, just cholesterol. I'm thinking, these people need to get a 2x4 in the side of the head. And when they say they're cardiologists and doing bypasses and stents and other things, they're dangerous. They don't know anything. And the problem, I see the same thing going on in the church. We talked about this the other day with Dr. Fred Graves in Hour 2 on Monday. You know, the churches are constantly preaching, be a good person and God will like you. You'll get in. The Pope's even said if you're an atheist and you're just a good person, there's people that are a hell of a lot better than me aren't going to heaven. All right? If you don't have a relationship with God, and the same thing with our politics. We have at least half of the country are insane geopolitically. They support things like they don't want people like Ben Shapiro to show up at the university. In fact, they'd rather, you know, shoot him or punch him in the face, whatever, than listen to him talk about the truth about these things, do they? They don't want to hear the truth.
They want to question their authority. In other words, everything has become politicized.
Well, what's that system that they use for the Delphi technique? They've Delphied America. So, in other words, it's the same thing as ICLEI in the United Nations. If ICLEI says something that the majority of the local council have to, even if you disagree, if the majority, you have to then start to agree with the actions of the majority of the council that wants to have resilient cities and control of the local populations and discount, you know, counties and states and cities. This is pure insanity. It's like, well, if I'm just a minor minion and I have disagreeable opinion, I have to agree with the majority, even if it's insane. That's ridiculous, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And if you study politics all the way down, you begin to see that madness. For example, in California, they have a county system where people elect county supervisors that are supposed to represent them in government. I remember a fellow who became a county supervisor where I live. And he said what amazed him is his first day in office, he was told that the federal government and the state government already controlled 96 or 97% of his budget. They would determine how everything was spent. He had the authority to vote on how the other 3% of the budget was spent.
Wow.
And that was called democracy.
This isn't democracy. I call it demonocracy.
As we've seen on this attack on Trump, we really don't have democracy. I mean, look at all these unelected bodies who are trying to depose or block the president.
Well,
press,
we talked about it last hour about the course. What university is it, that course that actually talks about impeachment, you know, whatever, Trump?
Yeah, the University of California, San Diego State University, pardon me.
Yeah, San Diego State. Wow.
Whole course is on impeaching Trump. Yes. SDSU.
But now
by the way, you can take it for $221 and get one college unit by taking a course on how to impeach the president, specifically Trump, not just any president.
Yeah, yeah. Now, the problem is, you see, and I like to call Trump a blue-collar billionaire. Now, I still am not yet settled as whether or not he's a white-collar, you know, it's a white hat, Royal Arch Mason, which we know he is, or he's becoming a real-life Christian boy, a real Christian. And I think he is. That's really scary to the dark side because he's been a Democratic supporter for decades. This man has had a transformation, even though, you know, from Focus on the Family to said this. And the fact when you listen to literally everything he says in terms of how he's going to deal with the gun control issues and the background checks and everything regarding guns, virtually everything he says is smack on exactly what I've said on this show with other experts like Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America and from yourself. We need to have a revolution of libertarianism and logic back into our society, which is based on Judeo-Christian ethics and the fact that we delegate our authority to the government. It's not the other way around. Crazy, isn't it?
It is, and the media spent $2 billion of free airtime for Trump to elect him because they thought he'd be the easiest person for Hillary to defeat. God bless him.
Exactly. We're coming back with Pamela from Lumen Photon. Pamela, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Good, good. Now, I know we're in the process of the fusion back to Lumen Photon InLight technology, and I think you sent me a few pictures. I think I have three or four, but there's a lot more products. There also are not only the infrared light pads, there's also the blue light pads and many more confirmations. So I guess, how's that working out? Have you guys sorted out exactly what's going to happen in the near future and which devices?
Well, we're sorting it out as we speak. They've just made some more combination units that are closer to the way we used to sell the Lumen, you know, so that rather than having to buy components, you can buy the controller and a 264 pad, you know, the whole thing like we used to do.
Right.
So we're just working that out with them on a couple of things that we were needing to adjust.
Right. Now, if we look at the different resonant frequencies, and I think I might even put up the little article you sent me regarding the frequencies. Frequency 3, interesting, is very, very close to the actual atomic plasma resonant frequency for gold, which is the one for skin, the pineal gland, the eyes, ears, and the central and peripheral nervous system. What people have to understand, frequency number 3 is skin, the ontogeny of the... If you look at the notochord of the developing fetus on the growth plate, the neuroectoderm, which is basically one group, and the mesoderm and endoderm, each one has a specific resonant harmonic frequency. And this is what Dr. Nogier knew intuitively, and he went back and actually did research and confirmed it. Right?
Yeah.
Now, what that means is he's a medical intuitive that verified it with science, which is what I do. I pray on things, get a new intuitive thing, and then go back to the scientific lab and try to verify with research studies and so on in a scientific way to get validation. Now, we've made a lot of progress since we talked last, which is just last week. I now have the atomic resonances of several different illnesses I'm working out, and I haven't found a way to actually do a mix for the square wave harmonic resonance of the plasma form of minerals that are related to specific disease states. For example, and let's see if I can actually play one now. Let's see. I'm going to play one for thyroid. Of seven different minerals that are specifically tied to thyroid disease and thyroid compensation, antioxidant activity, and deiodination of thyroid. Now, because I know the minerals, I can give you the fingerprint of the minerals for your different diseases like diabetes, peripheral neuropathy, chronic lung disease, whatever. And I have other ways of finding those frequencies using not only toxicological tests, but the Metapathy Hunter scan and special tables to look at which minerals. For example, you often find in prostatism that manganese is a mineral that's been silenced, so the gene silencing happens. Now, to explain how this works, whenever you use a Lumen photon pad, the primary thing you're doing is you're pumping in light, which increases the redox state of the tissue and increases the electron density so the tissue becomes instantly alkaline and releases nitric oxide. When you do that, you increase what's called a signal-to-noise ratio between the telomere, which is a little infrared antenna on the end of your chromosomes, and the nucleoplasm, which is a little spheroid inside your cell that holds all your DNA, except your mitochondrial DNA. And that little spheroid basically regulates the ion channels to let a plasma form of a mineral be actively transported that then affects exosomes and microRNAs to actually transcribe messenger RNA for structural proteins and enzymes. So basically, the crosstalk between your telomere and your ion channels of your nucleoplasm determines what genes are turned on. So if your hair turns gray, it's because manganese-dependent pigment enzymes are silenced in your nucleoplasm. And if we pump in the harmonic resonance frequency and we provide the nutrient, you need both signal plus substance, you're going to get wellness or reactivation of genes. Now, when someone ages or gets diseased, it's simply a silencing of their biophoton or their infrared light flux of their cell between their telomere. That's why you have to have longer telomeres. Now, TA65 is a very expensive supplement. I can get it for somebody, but it's $600 a box for about a month. We have another one I'm launching in the next few weeks. It's considerably less expensive. That uses a special liposomal enzymatic form of transuranic minerals like platinum. And we're able to activate your gene lengthening along with things like our anti-age max and cell defense plus, which is our special form of curcumin. So we are able to get even longer DNA telomeres. And because one of the things I can do is I can actually do a telomere test on you and tell how long your telomeres are. Because if you have long telomeres, you have a good chance of communicating. Now, the oldest lived people on the planet all have higher mineral content in their diet. 17 of them drink glacial milk, which include these transuranic and other minerals like indium, etc. And the 18th is the Okinawa Japanese, who use coral calcium that has all these minerals and grind it up, and that's in their food. So when you're using a lumen pad, you're actually increasing the signal-to-noise ratio between your chromosomes and your nucleoplasm to turn on your genes. Is that cool or what?
Very cool.
Now, what I've done is I've pulled out the atomic resonance because the primary keyboard of your DNA, the song of DNA, the keys, like the black keys and the ability to chord, are the plasma form or the fourth state of matter, the monatomic form of matter, not a diatomic form, which is a lower energy state. The plasma form, which is the active site of every enzyme, is a plasma form of a mineral like molybdenum or zinc or whatever that makes or breaks bonds and actually is wrapped around a structural protein to actually create an enzyme. So whether it's a structural protein or enzyme, it's all determined by the atomic resonance of the minerals that transcribe messenger RNA. I've also been working on a project to actually be able to pull off the resonant frequencies for health and disease and using things like the Bose noise-canceling headphones to actually do noise-canceling along your energy pathways in your body to turn off cancer, heart disease, and to stimulate tissue regeneration and create what's called a morphogenetic field so you can literally grow independently legs in a laboratory or eyes or regenerate your heart through your body by putting energy pathways to create the morphogenetic field, how to build an organ. And I worked out the quantum physics 36 years ago, but now I finally finished my research, so I'm going to be presenting this more to the academies this year. Now, when I was presented this, Dr. Rowlands, head of the biophysics department, stated that it is as important as the special and general theory of relativity and the discovery of the quark and quantum particles and the entangled quantum universe which we have. And so what I'm doing basically is going to transform biology, not just for humans, but all biological systems on Earth and exobiology for the planet, for our future. This, if implemented in 5 to 20 years, will end aging and end disease forever. Interesting, eh?
Very interesting.
Yeah, because basically you die with the same genes when you're 82 or 92 as you were born. And 3 to 5% of your stem cells are just as healthy as a newborn. Why do you die? The biophoton flux goes out and you get gene silencing. It's that easy. And in fact, I've worked out how to build a Linus Pauling's field ion scanner that looks at your telomere frequencies at the end of your chromosome and literally maps it out in a three-dimensional space and do a video. You could see somebody eat a ham sandwich and see it being converted to biomolecules and the cells in different tissues like your liver asking for specific minerals to turn on genes to do the transformation.
Wow.
Pretty cool. Now, people say, how do you know all this stuff? They go, I said, look, I have both superhuman and supernatural gifts God's given me. Not for my sake, because to be honest with you, most people either think I'm really weird or really crazy, and I'm neither. Okay? I gift all my gifts to the Most High God. I'm going to tell you, I will, and my colleagues, transform this world. We will. And the Lumen photon pads now, I have the technology now, I'm working out. So very soon, in the next few days, I will be able to give you, if you already have a Lumen pad, or you're going to get one, a way of actually putting the harmonic resonant frequencies in, too, for your specific illness, by a little amplifier that's got a lithium battery in it to amplify the signal, and put it through your iPhone, a signal that I can send you as an MP3, and you can play it. Wonderful to have you back here, Jim. We have two major things to talk about today, and of course, I want to do. We're going to be doing some commercials. I think we're scheduled for next Wednesday at the same time too, which okay. is the actually it's the top of the hour, not the bottom of the hour. Today is okay. the bottom of the hour. Anyway, Jim, we have two things to talk about: the Sonic Life, and I got to give you a personal testimony. I put in. The atomic resonance for, I'm a borderline diabetic, and I have been since I'm 21, but I take only supplements. Okay. And my grandfather had bad diabetes because he had a candy bowl every 7 feet. He disagreed with a teacher in grade 3, I think, and the teacher threatened him, so he threw a screwdriver at him, and I think it broke the blackboard, and he jumped out the second floor window and became a candy maker at 13, a professional certified candy maker. And, of course, all his family were very good at business, so... Every one of my great uncles were multimillionaires. They were very rich. In fact, Leon, my grandfather, owned a suite beside Frank Sinatra at the Copacabana before the revolution in Havana, Cuba. And so every year, sometimes my mom would go down to spend some time with him. And he knew Frankie personally, okay? So he's a very wealthy guy. He used to go to Colombia for emeralds and go to South Africa for diamonds. And when his diabetes started to hit him in his mid years, in his mid 50s, he started to get in real trouble because he wouldn't stop eating. Even when he went on insulin, one time they pulled him off a plane with a blood sugar of 700. So he's a tough son of a bum. Okay?
Right.
Now, the problem is, what is diabetes? I'm actually publishing a research study this year that shows you my theory, which is, you know, I'm able to use my intellect to cut the Gordian knot of any problem, and I can do that because I'm not willing, I don't mind feeling really stupid and absorbing the old theories. For example, when I talked to Dr. Otto Hewen on diabetes almost 38 years ago, he wanted to do research. He was 72, head of pathology, and my grandfather wanted me to go into medicine for my PhD in oceanography and bacteriology because he knew I was the smartest grandchild and I was going to actually find the cause. And he literally can put any problem in front of me, and it may take me years, but I'm going to solve it. I'm a very persistent mm-hmm. character. I don't mind asking questions. So we and Dr. Hewen actually spent millions of dollars of Heritage Trust Fund money measuring insulin glucose tolerance tests. So here's what diabetes is. Diabetes is, let's say, 219,000 years ago, Neanderthal man who interbred with Homo sapiens coming up from Africa and the Middle East. Neanderthal was a bigger man, had a bigger brain case, and had more advanced culture, including burial practices, than Homo sapiens. So why did he die? He died because of infection, just like most of the South Americans. When we had the Spanish invade South America, their giant populations died from the flu and many other illnesses, you know, viruses that ordinarily weren't affecting because they were novel. They'd never seen them before, so they killed millions and millions of South Americans, died in native peoples. They had some pretty advanced cultures because they traded even with Solomon. So 219,000 years ago, when there were famines or ice ages to survive, the muscles of Neanderthal man had to start being forced to use fatty acids instead of sugar. Now, the way to do it, and this is novel, is you do gene silencing with zinc copper SOD, superoxide dismutase, and when you lose the SOD1, the side effect is you lose the GLUT4 transporter and the insulin receptors, which are also supported by vanadium and chromium. So when that happens, your body then uses fatty acids, but to compensate, your body has to put more and more insulin out, which makes your liver turn protein through the one carbon pathway into sugar, which turns into fatty acids and then fat when it attaches to glycerol. It also makes you have hundreds of thousands of calories of energy in the form of fat instead of a few thousand calories of glycogen, which means you're going to die. Because if you can't keep moving when there's, you know, saber-toothed tigers out there and sloths and everything else, animals want to eat you, and you can't pursue someone to actually have food come back you know, dozens of miles away to your family on a pole with you and the other guys in the tribe, you're going to die. Now, you might be able to eat a few berries here and there, but if you don't, can't bring back the food, so if you can survive. So what happens is our modern culture has demineralized food. It has a glycogenic diet that basically stimulates blood insulin, which basically makes our muscles silence the use of sugar, glycogen, and forces us to start using fatty acids, and it makes us fat. It also causes a metabolic effect of increased free radicals, because when you lose SOD1, you got singlet oxygen that becomes a hydroperoxy radical, a nitroperoxy radical, and you get heart disease. And what I pointed 38 years ago is that dementia is diabetes of the astrocytes. Now, other people won't give me credit for that, but that was my research. So if you want to get rid of diabetes, you have to give the atomic resonance of minerals in the nucleoplasm. Now, this is how it works, and I explained this a little earlier. Your little infrared antenna at the end of your telomere, the end of your chromosome, talks to your ion channels of your nucleoplasm, little spheroid inside your cell, and it tells the cell to let the minerals in to turn on the genes so that you activate the messenger RNA to actually make the structural proteins and enzymes. So I have a frequency pattern for diabetes. So if I go and hit the button here and actually play it, let me see if I can open that frequency here. Let's say I'm going to play the diabetic frequency telomeric resonance. That's about seven different minerals that are specifically to reverse the gene silencing that causes diabetes. So every disease state has a fingerprint of gene silencing of specific target organs. Okay, so for example, if you see someone with prostatism, if you look at the research from Metapathia Hunter and other tests, one of the main minerals that's misfunctioning is gene silenced is manganese, which is very important for activation of vitamin D. Vitamin D is really important to counteract cancer. So if you're going to get cancer of the prostate, you got a manganese silencing so you don't have activation of vitamin D. Without vitamin D, you can't fight cancer. Interesting, eh?
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, and your immune system doesn't work. You can't fight pathogens. Without vitamin D, your immune system is shot. Okay? Now, so what we do is I have, for example, a frequency pattern for thyroid. And if I play that, that's a different pattern of frequencies. Now, I can play that as a sound in a room. I can play it as electromagnetic with a little antenna, 6-inch antenna, and blast it in the room. I can put it as a microcurrent. You've got an acupuncturist sticking my acupuncture needles through the G energy, G points. I can use a color laser. The best machine, though, is your machine. It's just mind-boggling. You just take a little Joyo amp, which we have, and the cables, plug the darn thing in, and put it into the amplifier on the side of the Sonic Life machine, whether it's the regular personal or the professional, which has two coils rather than one. And they both will do the same thing, but it's a bigger platform, so you can actually do exercises on a larger platform, or you can do crunches, you can do other things. But you don't even need to turn it on to exercise. I like to do both. I turn it on to exercise while I can hear the harmonic resonance, because you can actually hear it in the room. You actually turn it on, you can hear the atomic resonance as it's talking to your genes, say, open up these channels, turn off these biophoton flux silencing of genes that actually causes illness, whether it's thyroid disease or dementia or blindness, whatever. Now, microcurrent is, in a sense, trying to do that. They actually have specific frequencies, like Dr. Kondrat at his clinic in Florida, and they've found out they got their little machine that actually they can give a specific frequency, just one frequency, can help, you know, send out macular changes or glaucoma or whatever it happens to be. What I'm doing is refining that considerably more. I mean, you know, I've got the specific atomic resonance of the minerals that'll open the gene complex to actually transcribe your RNA and mRNA to actually make the structural proteins and enzymes to regenerate your tissue. And your machine, you just never stand on it. You can sit on it. You can just sit on the thing and turn it on. And you can feel with
the audio out. With the audio out, Jack, you could also sit on it, be sitting in that frequency, and then have the audio out going to a set of headphones. And
yeah, exactly. It has it right there. So you can put the headphones on while you're doing exercise, and while it's going through your body, through the thing, you can actually have the sound going through your head. Because remember, when you use the things like the and you haven't visited me yet, but you need to come down and see my laboratory as like Dexter.
Oh, absolutely.
All the neat stuff. And I'm getting more and more machines. I mean, I got cool stuff here. I mean, if you come here and say, whoa, what do you got there, Deagle? I said, yeah, we're going to have to spend a whole afternoon just showing me all the strange equipment I have here and stuff I'm developing. But what I'm doing here, and I'm going to boldly say this. What I'm doing, and I'm spreading to my other colleagues like Dr. Darren Starwin of Accutron. I had an Accutron in my office 20 years ago in Denver. that's the best microcurrent device you can get for, you can tune into dozens of frequencies and 10,000 different colors with a color laser system. It's the most accurate one in the world. So what we're doing is I'm collaborating with all these doctors, including the scientists in China, and in 5 to 20 years, we will conquer aging and disease, so human beings won't have to age anymore or die of disease. That's how close we are.
Yeah.
And we already have a piece of that now. We have pieces that are coming in really quickly. And signal plus substance. You don't need just signal. You need the right nutraceuticals so the body will take them in and transform them. Jim Cole. Now, if you go to NutraMedical, there's several places you're going to see the. We have basically professional, which is a two-woofer wider platform, and the regular, which has one. They're both the same thing, so it's just a bigger platform. Those devices are available at Sonic Life on our website, and also under Diagnostic and Therapeutics. And I'm setting a separate page for that too. That's Sonic Life machine you can buy on lease to purchase, and it's easy. So you can see the prices there. If you have questions, I'll connect you up with Jim and we'll get things rolling. If you're a health professional, like I'm going to have Dr. Jürgen Winkler here next week at the in the studio, and he does insulin potentiated chemo, he does detox, he does IV ozone therapy, he does all kinds of really cool stuff. And he's got opened up another clinic. He's one of the top doctors here in South Canada, Southern California. Dr. Jürgen Winkler, WIN, his website is qfmed.com. So if you got cancer, if you got all kinds of other detox things, hormone therapy, he's got a lot of cool stuff, autoimmune diseases. Now, what I'm going to do is convince him to get a Sonic Life. And, of course, you mentioned that there's this Bezitronics program, and I've actually sent an email that I want to get this. I uploaded the program this morning after your recommendations this morning. And it's like a program, like a Super Rife program. And they, of course, have target frequencies that they have from Rife. You can play as a sound that can go into the sound cord directly into your Rife, into your Sonic Life machine. Now, that's very good. But what you want to do, and this is all based on, I call it experiential and experiment and research over years. So there's a series of Rife presets and HC presets, or even you can free rein it if you want to do the testing. This is all based on what I call, accumulated knowledge. Okay, like thousands of years of Chinese medicine. It's probably 100 years of people using Rife or Rife-like technology. So whether it's tinnitus or tonsillitis or whatever, they've got a specific set of frequencies they recommend. And a lot of the doctors that are purchasing the Sonic Life will have this BZ technology things. What I'm doing is even a step beyond that. I can use this software and pump in frequencies like I do with my, AVS for You generator and Audacity to actually generate the actual exact harmonic resonant frequency match to actually stimulate your genes to open up the ion channels and transcribe messenger RNA and make genes that make structural proteins and enzymes. So I'm also working on what's called noise-canceling technology, so I can change what's called morphogenetic field therapy, where if you've got a harmonic resonant frequency that's maintaining, say, rheumatoid arthritis in your right knee, I'm working on the technology to silence that abnormal dysmorphic field and harmonic resonant pattern to actually turn it off like noise-canceling headphones. That's one of my next projects. Right?
Very good.
So this software, as soon as I heard it, I jumped on it, like when you told me, Jim. Now, the other thing that I jumped on that you told me a few weeks ago was the CBD oil. And we had people that were pushing cannabidiol oil at our A4M conference, which is the largest health and wellness conference in the world in Vegas. We had like 5,000-7,000 people there. And I got to tell you, my wife is real skeptical, and she's recently gone through a health issue after a virus. And she is, she just loves the CBD oil.
Oh, yeah.
I can tell you, and you don't need to take a lot. It has a little metered pump. You have the little sample bottles or the big one. One little pump a couple times a day, and I call it the lubrication for life. How's that? Whether you're reducing tissue inflammation or calming you down so you function better, or you go to sleep easier, or reduces joint pain and autoimmunity, and blood sugars and so on. It's amazing. And now, it doesn't substitute for all of our other supplements that I give. So, for example, if someone's anxious, I tell them to take Posanol and Shvilkis, which is Yiddish for pins and needles, or take our 5-HTP Cross. But if you add the CBD oil, whoa. And cannabidiol has a lot of uses. Most people don't realize that there's basically cannabinoid receptors through the entire neuraxis, the nervous system. It's everywhere. It's in every tissue. It's in your nervous system, your peripheral nerves, your organs. And people say, oh, well, we're ignoring this. It's like ignoring an entire whole neurochemical nervous system that the medical profession's done. And now people are getting word. And, of course, cannabidiols are growing like crazy. Now, what I chose this, which is interesting, it's an MLM, which means if you sign up under us, we're building this giant network. So we started last week. We're already building. A lot of people have signed up. And they're going to promote to their friends and their friends and their friends and their friends. And they're not only going to help people to get better, whether it's to get off of drinking too much or having chronic pain or nausea of cancer. It's going to help a lot of things. So tell us the things that you find. This, by the way, this CBD is not normal cannabidiol oil. It's a nanotech liposomal superabsorbed form. So you take it, spray it under your tongue, and within 7 seconds, it starts to go into your bloodstream and your central nervous system. It's freaking amazing. It is.
Oh, yeah, and some of the clinical studies they've done, I mean, it is in the bloodstream literally within seconds.
7 seconds is what, yeah. Seconds.
Yeah, and especially people that have anxiety disorder, panic attacks, heavy stress.
Right.
You see them change before your eyes. They just
literally, yeah, they actually you can literally look at them and in minutes their eyes go like, whoa. What did you do to me? And it's a whoa, like it's one of those epiphany things, like it's like all of a sudden you see the transformed body of Jesus coming down from heaven. It's like,
right.
What the heck did you just do to me?
And, Yeah,
that's how transformative it is. People have to understand that. Now, We've ignored the cannabidiol receptor. It's interesting. Most of the founders of America had hemp oil or smoked hemp and so on. Do you know that? Like Washington and all these other founders of the Constitution.
Yeah, I heard that they were growers, the first growers.
They grew hemp, and they would obviously get the vapors from hemp in breathing in their lungs. So they were smoking hemp, not just tobacco. People don't know that, do they? Now, we're not talking about marijuana. There's no Delta-9 THC. There's no hallucinogens. It doesn't make you weird or stupid or make you go to sleep in the middle of the day. In fact, if anything, it makes you calm so you function better in the day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it gives you focus. It gives you clarity. It's an excellent product. It's one product that I think everyone should take. If they're going to take one product, take the hemp oil.
Now, tell us, if you're going to give the top five positive effects that CBD oil does, can you provide those?
I would say the main one is working on the sympathetic nervous system, and especially for someone with a busy brain, someone that worries a lot, someone that's stressing out, and everybody lives under stress nowadays. So I think that's probably one of the first things is working on the sympathetic nervous system, and the CB1 receptor is primarily in the brain. CB2 receptor is all throughout the entire body. And that's going to help with inflammation. It's going to help with joint function. It's going to help with pretty much everything else. So it's
the CBD1 in the brain and CB2 elsewhere. And that's going to affect the immune system, inflammation, and pain. So it reduces cytokine levels throughout your body. So if you've got autoimmune disease like thyroid or multiple sclerosis, CBD oil is going to help, isn't it?
Right. There's even a new condition that's, I think it's cannabidiol deficiency syndrome, where they're linking fibromyalgia, they're linking some of these autoimmune situations to a cannabidiol deficiency syndrome, to where it's something people need.
Now, what's interesting, cannabidiols affect what's called the opioid receptors, and people don't understand this. Have you ever heard of naltrexone?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Naltrexone is a blocker, so if you get somebody and the emergency EMTs carry it, they carry this stuff, and they carry naltrexone, so if you're overdosing on heroin, they'll give you a shot of naltrexone by nasal spray or injection, and they'll stop you from you know, stopping breathing. Now, what people don't understand is whenever you're taking heroin and so on, you're trying to bump up dopamine levels, right? But it's a very toxic way to do it. So when you're taking naltrexone, it helps to counteract that and prevent you from dying, like, you know, from respiratory depression. what the cannabidiol oil does, the CBD1 and CBD2 receptors, is it only turns off the pain, because the opioid receptors, most people don't realize, your primary receptors that actually regulate pain are at the Langerhans gate in your skin. So if you don't have skin, you actually can't suffer any pain, even if you've got bone pain, cancer pain, Glisson's capsule, the liver. Most people, and this includes all the pain experts, they don't know. You cannot suffer pain unless you have skin. Isn't that interesting? Now, I discovered this because one of the nurses at the burn unit in 1987, when I worked in the trauma burn unit in Georgia, hey, doc, I said, well, why is this guy screaming? I'm up there at the burn unit. And he said, because he doesn't have skin yet. When it grows back, you'll hear him scream. And we're rushing off all the rocks and the burnt tissue and the other plastic stuck to him. And you're right. When the skin grew back, he started screaming blue murder. So that's why when you, and you can use this on your skin too. The cannabidiol will go through the skin to stop the pain too, can it?
Oh, absolutely. It's transdermal as well as transmucosal.
So if you go to Nutramedical, you'll see Nutramedical.PrimeMyBody.com is the link there for Nutramedical CBD oil and some MLM. So you can get involved in the business. Sonic Life. If you're a doctor or a health professional or just a person who wants to heal, get the Sonic Life and we'll get you the package to interface so you can play the song of DNA to your cells and tissues to heal. And Dr. Deagle is pioneering this technology. It's available now. Now.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.